Okay, we're gonna get started to our study session. We got 5:31, says my pad. It's grateful for everybody who's here and hope we'll have a uneventful board meeting. Quickly looking over things, looks like Zane is doing our moment of reverence and Jerry, you're gonna do our pledge of allegiance. You didn't come with the big words, Chair, but.
Okay.
Celebrating, we have one good thing happening in court. Sam, is that right?
Yeah, so our Ogden High School was the state excellence in action award winner for their Ogden place, for their health science pathways program. So we'll go on to nationals. We have an application in November, so we'll tell you about that. So it's really exciting. And we'll have a couple of students here as well, and the teachers.
And then superintendent celebrations. Any questions on the consent calendar from anybody? Joyce mentioned something today. You want to talk about that now? Financial. You're up.
Oh. So probably
me.
I know we've been involved with Europe for a long time, and I was just trying to understand how it's affecting the children any differently than what we've been before Europe ever started.
Okay, so she didn't hook up, so I have a short story to share.
Okay.
So we had classes, well, we had a 2008 grant, class of 2014. I didn't start with that grant, but came in the middle. We made some mistakes that we didn't know about because we were new about it. Our Gear Up facilitators were Weber State employees. That didn't work out. We made them Ogden employees. That was much better. We bumped a little bit in graduation because Gear Up is a graduation effort. And we really boosted the AVID across the district. And if you don't know, they start in 7th grade in Europe, and then so that was a 6-year grant. Then we received a 2011 grant for our class of 2017, and that was the year that we increased 7%. So the 2014 was a 13%. It was at 71%. That was a little bump, and then a huge bump at 75% for the next Europe cohort. But that was a 7-year grant, so we were able to follow them into college. What we have done really well that's systemic is we have college application week that starts with Europe, that whole thing. We had, I don't know how many actually applied. We had 97% at that moment, 66 students, all of the seniors that they had attending applied to mostly the tech college. And then Ogden had 99% of their seniors apply. So we got very good at that and held a scholarship. Then enrollment.
Washington, are they part of it?
They will be. Right now they're in 8th grade. So when they get into.
They were not part of
it. Not part of it.
They were.
Okay.
They were. As they started.
But what was their percentage of application?
Yeah.
Well, I don't. 100% of the seniors that could find applied.
Yeah, it made a huge impact. It changed the school.
So and they had a whole bulletin board of all of those that applied for Pell Grants. So FAFSA, huge increase. We had almost 59% of our students apply for FAFSA.
So it's a big impact for George Washington.
So another thing that was systemic is Ben Lomond started that graduation parade at the elementary. AVID started to support IB and AP courses, so we have more diversity now. Are we where we want to be? No. But we have more diversity. We changed the schedule, so the AVID was actually more of a, instead of, it was that support. We pay for tutors, but we also train them. So we get highly qualified in math, and we train them in the AVID tutorology. And then we started the parent ambassadors, and currently with our new Europe, we're a big part of the new parent engagement advisory committee. And we just barely started the parent ambassadors last year, and it was so powerful to have the parent voice as consultants. So also something that Sierra is, I don't know, the tech college, Andrew Brown, if you know him, he said, Sierra helped us get that articulation between Weber State and the tech college. That we started doing these summer programs with both colleges, and they have just continued and grown so much. And I don't know if you remember that, Tim, way back when we had NewBots.
Yeah.
And we started with Weber State coming over to the tech college. They'd go there for 2 days, and it was really great. So we recognized some gaps, and that yeah, we get them enrolled in college, but they don't stay, and they don't have that family support, or they're in developmental classes and not getting credit. So now the priority in this grant are those pathways and that STEM. We have Kami Olson that's meeting with our GEARUP people. Our GEARUP specialists are now college career readiness teacher specialists. There's one in each junior high. They're working with a community school coordinator who does the wraparound. So they work in the counseling offices, and they work with the after-school. So it's also a community partnership grant. So we're very involved with all of our community partners. Do you have anything to add?
So one thing you can do, the new grant, Claudia Lopez, who works with our parent liaison, she's starting in seventh grade to an Adams team with the biliteracy field, making sure the parents are aware of it, promoting that, and she'll do that. It's starting with the GEARUP, but she's also hitting up all the high schools and things now, because we have a lot of families and a lot of children that speak two languages that could have a special seal on their graduation diploma that will also help them get into colleges. And so that's one aspect, and we're trying to help the families understand that this is available. We value your second language. I mean, well, your first language.
Yeah.
And so that's a good element to it. And we're strengthening the biliteracy skill because Claudia's goal is to actually have students graduate this year with the biliteracy skill on their diploma because we haven't had one yet.
Thank you. And I just wanted to mention AVID. We're not going backwards with AVID. Now schools taking it upon themselves. They're more dedicated to AVID. But now the role of GEARUP is to have more added elective classes, so those college readiness teacher specialists are teaching extra sections of 8th grade added this year. So we have more than, how many 8th grade classes? I think there's 7 or 8 8th grade classes.
And we're utilizing GEARA to extend that. Also, to enhance our extended learning, we're trying to tie it into and grade many of our resources and programs through those GEARA grants. Well, so it's not just an add-on. It integrated everything with Nexus Elevated.
Oh, yes. So when we wrote it, and Adam helped me with the goals and the measurements so that it aligned with Nexus. Nexus Elevated wasn't enough when we wrote it, but that's really important that it aligns really well with all the goals. And so our outcomes, we hope more will graduate, but be actually ready for life. Not just, oh, I have a diploma, now what?
So. And we're also teaming, our GEARUP specialists are teaming with our community school coordinators to align as many activities as possible.
All the families, everything's collaborative.
So everything's not inside it.
So sometimes you don't know what's GEARUP because they're so integrated in everything. And our funding's integrated. It's helping our AVID teacher specialists, our PDL science specialist, you know, it's just,
for example, we're at one of our sites, they requested us today from one of our cabinet visits, as we provide EL support, the teachers and strategies, that we're integrating that with the AVID strategies as well. And one of our EL specialists is also trained in some of the AVID strategies. I talked with our AVID teacher specialist, she said, oh, she's already trained. We're going to do the discourse. I'll give her that information. We can integrate all of that.
Could I add one more thing?
Yeah.
I know we say, oh, it's just for one cohort, but it really benefits the whole school because we are so much more talking about that college culture, and it just brings so much into the building, and we're paving the way now so we can train and educate some ninth grade teachers So it's just kind of a wait, just pushing through secondary. So I know I hate to say yes, certain things we can only pay for eighth grade students, but on the other hand, we're trying to change this culture, and it really has brought up some systemic changes.
And it's more than just hanging up college gear.
Yeah.
It's much deeper. Because it is much deeper than that. That's what
already happened,
but it's much deeper.
Got it.
Thank you.
So am I missing something, or is there a typo with regards to the budget and the date?
In my board synopsis?
Yeah.
On Europe?
Yeah, the budget goes from October 1 of 18 through September 3, 2019. Is that just something prior, or should that be 25? Otherwise, we're only paying on it for 11 more days. I'm looking at 2015, but I didn't know if that was.
I will fix that.
That's for the spectrum contract.
Yeah, under budget, yes, it should have been.
I'm just thrilled that I saw it.
2020, it should be October 1.
I can go home now. No, that's fine.
I will change that. Send it to you, Paula.
So we'll still approve it as the corrected date.
The correct year. That's last year.
Any other items regarding items from the consent calendar? The after school collective team and MOU. Then superintendent's report, this administrator's report, board committees. I understand a couple of you have not met, but will be meeting. But Joyce, you guys have met. It'll be first, Jennifer. You guys have got a date? Have you been meet or?
Yeah. Take your pick. Tuesday or Thursday.
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand. We've been waiting for budget finance scheduling some issues there. So.
No.
We have one person to talk participation. Do we have anybody else? Please call anybody else sign up for public participation other than schoolers. And as far as our action items, Susan's going to talk to us about the bond resolution. You want to give us an idea now?
So, Dale O'Kern will be here and Aaron. Aaron Wade, Blake Wade's son, works in their firm. So we'll be here for bond council. We need to approve delegating resolution basically to notice that we're intending to issue some bonds. And this will be the first issue of 87 million that the board has approved. We're issuing enough to hopefully get us through our capital needs for the next year. Probably we'll do another issue next year sometime. This is what's funding the construction projects that were approved under the last bond. So the parameter, this is kind of the way this is set up, is it defines parameters. So it says not more than 33 million. We're probably going to issue 30. Okay. And it'll talk about an interest rate not to exceed like 5 or 6%. I expect it to come in close to 2 right now. The school district issued some bonds recently that came in, average true interest cost was less than 2%. So anyway, this was to get that ball rolling. Talk a little bit more about the calendar, but the idea is that we'll close on the deal about the 6th of November.
So that's not something we can maybe continue.
Is he done? Is he on the road? Is he? No, that's not something.
Action report, item as far as Mount Ogden Junior High kitchen cafeteria. Is there anything we need to reword for that?
No, we had good turnout for our RFP, and the only thing that we've got going on is an oil tank that's buried underneath outside there that we have to drain the oil out of, apparently, and then remove it. It's been there for a really long time.
Like cooking oil?
I wish it was cooking oil. No.
Like, what are you going
to
do with that?
Like diesel fuel and stuff. Wow. So we've had to have a
underground storage.
Yeah, it was the underground fuel system to heat the building 30, 40 something years ago. And the app was the area where we're putting the walk-in and freezer covers it by about 3 feet, unfortunately. So, I mean, environmentally, it'll be better to get it out anyways. But we're taking care of that, and then we'll be able to get going on this. They will start working. So Corey Malin was the low bid. We've done work with them before. We feel comfortable with them. They will start working on the walk-in cooler and freezer since it's external to the building. They'll be able to get that up, get that in place, and then we can move into it. And then when the school year's over, we'll be able to do the rest of the remodel stuff. That way, so that helps us in a couple ways. One, it'll give us more storage space sooner, but then also it won't force us to do all of the work in that short 2.5 month period over the summer, too, because we'll have part of it already done. And I wouldn't be offended if this got me to the consent calendar.
You were
asking for volunteers.
You were a little too anxious for that.
No, they'll start after you guys approve it, to start getting everything taken care of. We'll start working on the tank, getting that taken care of, and then they'll start working on the exterior part, because it's actually outside of the building there on the north end in the corner next to that loading dock. And so they'll build that there. And then once they get that built, then we can cut the entrance in to the side of the building, bridge that gap, and then they'll be able to move out of the old walk-in and freezer into the new one. And then the rest of the school year, they'll be able to do whatever they need to, and then once the school year's over, they can do the internal construction work.
Okay. Anybody have any heartburn if we do move? Actually, I don't think the last item for discussion is the Ogden Hoover Tech College Partnership. So I think Tim's going to present that, but that's something we'll
think about. Yeah, it'll offer some commentary, but
yeah.
I've been working on the context of that, so
we'll talk a lot about our partnership with the Tech College, about the importance of our pathways, which are an important component of Nexus Elevated, where we talk about college and career ready and personalized pathways, and then how could we then use this opportunity at the ONA campus location. So that'll be the discussion.
You know, a few years ago, we've had the conversation about how to introduce students and parents of the other age to the do anything different as far as like 7th and 8th graders that know?
That's all of our certainly our pathway work and the opportunities for 7th and 8th graders to go on to the Tech College campus. So we've done lots of that. Like we've had culinary program at Highland in the summertime. Part of the challenge is that to be on the Tech College, you have to be a junior, senior, with these new opportunities, maybe as a sophomore to be on the Tech College campus. But it's all leading up to these pathways. We're having students take career and technical education coursework, project-based learning, that's like the Innovation Center, all those concepts relate to the pathway work. And I'll even show you our latest pathway brochures. and marketing materials, all those components that we do.
I've been on the school board since my oldest son was 12. And so I've been here through all of their junior high school years, and it wasn't until my second to my last child, I was six, my second to the last, where we figured out, wow, really, these things are available over at the ATC? We had no idea.
Yeah.
And we never, I mean, he says, and I find out that they do talk to the kids, but the kids don't take that information to their parents. I mean, you know, they're not thinking, yeah, I want more school. I want to think about how I can add more rigor to my schedule.
Yeah.
And so we've had that conversation about, I mean, a few years ago. About how to get that information out to parents. So in 7th and 8th, they can start planning or having to find this or know that those options, because I tell my kids now, because I'm aware of it, not my personal children, but the kids I teach, I'll tell them all the time that, you know, this is your 9th grade year, this counts for high school, or this is your 7th and 8th grade, you've got to be prepared so you get good grades, so you're not in credit recovery, so you can qualify for these ATC opportunities. And then I talk to them about what those opportunities are. But I'm not talking to the parents, and I can guarantee you that the vast majority, maybe one of my students, would go home and say something to their parents, but the rest of them aren't going to say anything to the parents.
And yeah.
They probably won't do anything differently. So I'm just wondering if we have an adequate process of educating parents along with the students on what's available, what opportunities there are, and what those opportunities can lead to.
So, two things. One is we're getting big gains in enrollments and participation programs, and what you've talked about is the key to that. The other one is what to do next to continually improve, and I'll talk about that piece. Okay. So the first one is, yes, we had a big disconnect. So one of the things that we're seeing in our CTE, like our enrollment data, you saw the principals come the last board session and talk about their outcomes with the 5x5. They talked about the number of kids taking CTE programs. A lot of that effort had to do with also how we market working with our school counselors and CTE teachers, talking about you market your program. And so we had lots of discussions with teachers over the last couple of years and with their school counselors about that and the messaging of CTE and the Tech College. It can't be, it's no longer, we're flipping the paradigm of saying I can go to college or I go blue collar tech college. And so we'll see the examples too when we celebrate the Ogden High School Health Science Pathways about students earning technical certifications, work-based learning experiences, with some of them with an eye to go to Weber State and go in the nursing program, whatever, right? But part of that is also the tech colleges in that mix. So we are seeing big gains that way. You saw big gains in the number of students going to the tech college. We're now over 350 high school students attending the tech college, which 4 years ago was around 100 kids. So we're seeing big gains there. Yesterday at the state CTE directors meeting, they had some folks from the University of Utah, one of their sub-organizations, about a big survey research project they had done related to these myths, how are people getting information, and they had a number of school districts that had participated in higher ed and especially talking to parents about myths, perceptions, are they hearing about tech college? So we'll be looking at that report as well, because every student should know about that, and it should be connected to what is their personalized pathway. So we no longer want to be thinking about, so sometimes when we talk about college and career readiness, I'd rather say career readiness with how do we get there. And so those are the elements that we're working on. But yes, we're always looking at those numbers, always looking at perceptions. The new Perkins 5 funding that's going to be happening out of the feds, they'll require us to do a needs assessment. It's not only stakeholder surveys, industry partners, but it's also a big eye on what are the local jobs that are out there. So we got great new employment data. So we have to, when we design programs, are there jobs? So we don't train marine biologists if we live in a desert. So So that's kind of where we're going with CTE. So yes, I think we've made substantial gains in the last few years, and the data shows bears that out, but we still have a long ways to go.
And I just wanted to add that next week is Europe, National Europe Week, and all the sites, junior highs, are having a Europe event, and CTE will be represented. All of the eighth grade year is exploration, and Kami's helping us with this, and so the parents will know what's going on, and they can actually choose the pathway they want to enroll in ninth grade.
So another thing that we did a couple years ago is we started having our elementary counselors doing college and career readiness planning for the sixth graders and talking about the tech calls, talking about pathways. So we got to start embedding and having those conversations earlier. That's like with Newbridge, when we talk about our STEM programs, engaging parents in those conversations at an early age. So, yeah. Right.
Another few years ago, I went to a workshop, and there was a district from Texas that had built this big tech high school. And I thought, isn't that great that we don't have to spend the money to build a big tech high school because we can utilize the ATC? But that was their big push, was informing students and parents, trying to change that, have a paradigm shift where they're not thinking that, oh, you know, if my kid's not going to a four-year school, then yeah, I'll be interested in the ATC. But if they're planning on going to four-year school, then I don't need to worry about it. And they were showing how some of the different pathways at the ATC match up with four-year degrees and even more. You know, of like, okay, you want to be an engineer? That's great. Go learn about composites. Go learn about welding, you know, and then you can...
Yeah, we'll talk a little bit tonight about our AM STEM program, Automated Manufacturing STEM program at Ben Lomond, where we have kids who are going on getting industry certifications and those control systems. But also, they're saying... Oh, because of this experience, I want to be an engineer now.
Yeah.
And so.
Great. Anything else you want to be aware of with regards to that? I hope that they don't want to say anything about this replacing George Washington or George Washington.
Yeah,
so we don't want to ask any questions about
that. Thank you. Not at all. At this point, really, we're in that brainstorming session. So what is within the realm of possibility? And also whether or not the building is a good fit. So in the October 3rd session, work session, we'd like to propose the BDK come, having done some of that analysis to determine whether or not this building will serve a good space for building out a program like this. But in short, though, I mean, we can say that as we go down this road, the building works in this space, we articulate a vision for this, and we execute on it. Really, our part of that vision is meeting the needs of all students. Whether they attend George Washington High and are credit deficient, what does it look like to gain some relevance and rigor in a space like this, what's being proposed. And also the accelerated learner who maybe the comprehensive high school doesn't meet their needs as well as, or maybe they don't want to participate in as much and want to, in this space, accelerate their learning. As we look at this, we really are, in terms of a program, there's a lot technical details, but what would it look like for us to even offer this space year-round for kids? So for the accelerated learner, they'd be able to move through and graduate sooner than later. For the student that really needs to make up on credits, has that opportunity to have that continuous path. But really, it is in its infancy, and so in terms of determination, it seems like George Washington, yeah, it's way too soon to see what that might look like.
Anything else? Well, a couple minutes to go downstairs. Let's see. Yesterday.